Mm-hmm. What's
that's one thing. They make corn pones. I used to see them cook them on the old hearth. The lid of that thing, it had legs to stand up so you get hot cold, and then the lid to stand up there, you know, on the thing was stand up on legs.
Uh-huh.
It had a handle to it, and it had the around the lid, had flanges, so it'd be a pan-like thing up on top of everything. Put cold out of the hearth on that, make some of the finest cornbread you ever saw in your life. They call them corn muffins and hush puppies, believe it or not.
Hush puppies?
Hush puppies, what is that?
Yes. Now, hush puppies are something made in deep fat, is that right? You would fry
it? Fried in deep fat, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call corn fritters.
How about boiling cornmeal with greens? What do you call that?
Corn dumpling.
Corn dumpling. What's a corn dodger?
I think that's the thing fried in deep grease. Same as hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
Uh-huh. The same thing.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear hoe cake?
Hoe cake? Well, that's a big pone I've been telling you about.
Oh, I see. Is that another name for pone?
And that is best. Can be baked on the hearth.
Uh-huh.
You got the right sort of a spider with a lid that will hold ashes on top, you know, about an inch deep. Hot heat underneath. Heat on top, bakes even on all sides. When you get some corn pone baked like that, you'll say that's the best of the vegetables you ever got hold of.
Mm.
It used to be popular in the old Southern days.
Mm-hmm. Someone was telling me that their grandparents used to make an oak fire out of oak, and then when the ashes were hot, put in some thick cornmeal batter. And to cover that batter with ashes, and then when it was baked, take it out and wash off the ashes. Do you ever remember that?
No, but I don't doubt it. Some of the best chicken I ever saw in my life. They'd wrap it up in cloth, the whole chicken with all the seasoning in it needed. They'd wrap it in thick amount of paper. They'd wet that paper through and through. They'd bury it in a hole in the ground and make a fire on it. Put a fire and keep the fire going just about all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And that paper would hold the juices from the chicken.
I see.
And when you get that out of there, it'd be like if you had tenderized chicken, they could have imitations of that in the hospital this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
But people require special diets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the best chicken I ever tasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt what you could make that cornbread the same way.
They call it ash cake. You never heard of ash cake, ash bread?
No, I never did.
Uh-huh.
I don't see right offhand how you keep them getting that all mixed up with these.
I don't either. I don't either. They say they washed off the ashes.
Now, you could take that and put it in the aluminum foil.
Uh-huh.
And wrap it up in there and dig it underground, build a fire on it.
Well, this was way back, 100 years. This person was about... 80 and his grandparents used to do that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things went back in those days, you know, they don't go now, you know.
Yeah.
People had to live.
Yeah. He said it was very good. And the soft cornbread that you use in a bowl with a spoon, what do you call that?
I don't know. I see him put it in with pot liquor.
Did you ever call it?
I was returning pot liquor coming up in there.
Mush? You call it mush?
Mush. Mush, I think.
That sound familiar?
For dump bread.
Dump bread?
Dump corn bread.
Uh-huh. And how about bread and loaves made of white flour?
Hoe cakes?
White?
That's the cornbread we're talking about. Hoe cakes.
Uh-huh.
Loaves?
Made of white flour.
Loaves?
How do you refer it to light bread?
Light bread is the general name for it here.
Uh-huh. And a pastry about so big with a hole in the middle,